This is St. Louis Public Radio. Missouri lawmakers return to Jefferson City next week to kick off the 2018 legislative session. Republican leaders and Governor Eric Greitens are expected again to push a business-friendly and anti-union agenda, while Democrats are hoping they can get at least a few of their priorities past the finish line. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin takes a closer look.
Among the bills already pre-filed for 2018 are ones that would bar labor unions from deducting dues from public employees' paychecks without their permission, and eliminate the requirement that companies pay non-union workers the same amount as unionized employees for public works projects. Republicans are seeking to lower state income tax rates again, 3 years after passing another tax cut. They include language to raise the state's fuel tax and reduce several tax breaks to help offset large revenue losses. Republican Representative Travis Fitzwater of Callaway County is handling the bill in the House.
We have a budget that continues to grow, or record numbers on our budget. Really wanted to look at that and say, how do we give relief to Missourians and ensure that we're not continuing to have these record numbers without giving relief back to the citizens of Missouri.
But Minority House Leader Gail McCann Beatty of Kansas City is skeptical about the plan.
There are a lot of moving parts going on right now to be able to say that all of a sudden our budget issues are going to be resolved and we're going to have plenty of money for additional tax cuts. We don't know that for sure yet.
There's also unfinished business from this past session that both parties want addressed. That includes failed attempts to keep in-home health care benefits for low-income and elderly Missourians. Lawmakers made a last-ditch attempt to provide funding by shifting unused money from numerous boards and commissions. Greitens later vetoed it, calling it an unconstitutional gimmick. Democratic State Representative Deb Lavender of St. Louis County hopes the governor will approve it this time around.
There are funds in health, mental health, and social services that are sitting there. What better use to use these funds than to put it towards our seniors and people with disability living at home, just needing a little bit of help with their home care?
Both parties will likely try again to ban free meals, travel, and entertainment from lobbyists to elected officials, a high priority for Republican House Speaker Todd Richardson. Lawmakers may also try to deal with some of the shortcomings of a recently enacted constitutional amendment putting campaign donation limits in place. Republicans floated the idea of placing limits on contributions to municipal and county candidates who can currently receive donations of unlimited size. And several Democratic lawmakers want to make it more difficult for candidates to coordinate with political action committees. Republican Elijah Haar of Springfield is Speaker Pro Tem of the House.
More than anything, you know, under Speaker Richardson, what we've done, we've instituted a very significant process for claims of sexual harassment in the Capitol.
It should be noted that what Haar is talking about only covers the Missouri House, although the Senate has its own procedures in place for handling sexual harassment claims. Greitens will likely again push for a longer waiting period for ex-office holders to become lobbyists. Earlier this year, he called for a cooling-off period that would equal the amount of time a person in question served in the legislature, which in some cases would be up to 16 years. There will likely be more intra-party disputes between the governor and some fellow Republicans. His push to get the Missouri Housing Development Commission to cut off issuing state tax credits for low-income housing puts him at odds with Lieutenant Governor Mike Parson and State Treasurer Eric Schmidt, both Republicans. And GOP Senator Gary Romine of Farmington is unhappy over Greitens stacking the State Board of Education with members who then voted to fire Commissioner Margie Van Deven. Romine is planning to block their confirmations in the Senate.
I feel like I have a duty and responsibility. They didn't go through the confirmation process. They're not qualified to serve on the board, and they've taken a vote that indicates that they are going to be more of a puppet of the governor than an independent voice.
The 2018 regular session begins next Wednesday at 12 noon. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.